Shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Veterans Day Monday, November the 11th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. For those of us who have already been on the program, have lost the weight, have gone through reset, and then, like Missy and I say, you know, we stop dating, you no longer need her company's supplements. You've learned how to weigh yourself, monitor your food intake. You know when you're bad. You know when what you need to do to go into, you know, reset steak and tomato, steak and apple dinner. We know how to do it. We can start a subscription through Missy of this patch that she has increased her prices for the program compared to the old prices. She was needing to raise her price anyway. Since we've been together back April of 2023, she hasn't raised her price. Well, things have gone up. Expenses of doing business have gone up. So she was going to raise her prices anyway. She has raised her price to cover the first patch for these new customers. The new people that come on board, you will have the patch already included in the price of the program. That's why she's going to provide it to you when you get through fat burn, you get through reset, you will then get your patch, your very first one included. It's a monthly subscription, and we will have all the details about that. So for those of us who basically got the weight loss program at a cheaper cost, we'll simply be able to buy the patch on a subscription through Missy and be able to get it on a regular monthly basis. So very excited to announce that today. I'm still learning about the technology. She sent me a couple of videos. I've watched them already. Vicky has watched one of them. And basically, this stuff that this David Schmidt doctor came up with, and when I say doctor, I don't mean medical doctor. I mean PhD in biology. Has studied the body, has studied the cells, has studied the frequencies, and has discovered a way to put ingredients inside a patch that triggers the stem cells to be rebooted, basically energized. And thereby putting you back through autophagy like you're feeling or were feeling when you went through fat burn. So Rod and Tracy Wheeler and Randy Walker and all the people, Officer Rick, all of us that have experienced the weight loss and have kept it off, that's the most important part, folks. I scaled this morning at 219. 2 pounds over my reset weight. Why? Because I was bad over the weekend. It was football. Come on. The Lions won with a last second field goal last night. It was a fantastic game. They were getting their butt kicked, handed to them. I thought they were going to lose the game in the first half, 23-7. Houston Texans were kicking their butt. The Lions couldn't run. Our quarterback for the Lions, Jared Goff, he threw 5 interceptions in one game. He did not throw 5 interceptions for the entire first 8 games of this season. He did it last night, threw 5 interceptions. Their defense was all over our receivers. We couldn't run the ball. We couldn't do anything. Goff was throwing passes into the ground. That's how bad a night he had. Well, in the second half, after a little bit of a butt-kicking in the locker room, they got their act together and outscored the Texans. 19 unanswered points in the third and fourth quarter, kicking the game winner, tied 23-23 with 4 seconds left on the clock, snapped the ball, put it up, and it grazed right there on the left side of the goalpost and squeaked through, and the Lions won 26-23. Man, I was absolutely munching the whole time. I was so nervous. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to lose this game on the road. This is going to be embarrassing. 23-7 at halftime, they're going to get their butt kicked. This is embarrassing. So I started binge eating, and yes. Now, here's the point. You know everything I just described. You know when you've been bad, you've gained a little bit, you do a steak and tomato reset dinner, the weight comes off. The hypothalamus has been trained. Well, we want to feel that feeling of autophagy going through fat burn when we don't need to lose any more weight. We're good. And these patches are going to help us do it. So greatly appreciate her doing this. And let's see. Dave, now you're off topic. I'm not going to debate you during the show on this one. You got to be on topic. Yes, I'm hearing all kinds of things happening on that. I'm going to get into that in the next hour, talking about 350 FEMA trucks heading to Oscoda, Michigan, Worth Smith Air Force Base for staging for 6 different counties. I heard all about it. What is that all about? I have no idea. I don't know who ordered it. I have no idea what's going on. Robert, I have no idea what that text message means either. So stay on topic, guys. Greatly appreciate it. Now, one of the things that's coming up, and I've been told there's 2 different dates. Some counties are choosing to have their county conventions. If you have your normal monthly meeting, for example, the Antrim County GOP does their meetings on the 3rd Tuesday of the month. That is next Tuesday, November 19th. Michigan Republican Party supposedly has called for all county conventions to take place on Monday, November 25th. So if you guys could confirm with me what you've heard, what you've been told, there's going to be county conventions. These county conventions will send delegates to go to a state convention to elect a new chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. I believe Pete Hoekstra, if he decides to run for it again, would probably lose at a state convention with other candidates on the ticket, on the ballot. As you all remember, he took over by basically a coup d'etat, and the judges upheld it. Well, as soon as he became chair, the DeVos family, the money people, the donor class, started donating back to the Republican Party, and that helped attribute to the Republicans regaining the majority in the state house. But at a statewide convention with multiple candidates running, I don't think Hoekstra would have enough votes to get reelected. So this is what you need to do, folks. If you weren't on the ballot on August 6th primary, got elected, duly elected as a precinct delegate, representing your township, city, or village, your ward, whatever, however your municipality breaks it up, you need to go to this upcoming county convention. Either, again, ours is going to be in Antrim County, Tuesday, November 19th. I've been told others from the state party that it's Monday, November 25th. Please, somebody who knows, text me the information you've been told. You guys need to go to your Republican county conventions. After the county convention's business is concluded, the chairman of the convention makes a motion, calls for a motion to end the county convention. All in favor say aye. It's a voice vote. It's done. The gavel goes down. They are closed doing the county convention's business. If you weren't on the ballot for August 6th, you didn't get elected as a precinct delegate, go up to the chairman. Tell them your name and where you live, what township, city, or village, and ask if there's an opening to represent your neighbors in your area. If they look at the apportionment report, if they look at the people who got elected on August 6th, they may say, yeah, as a matter of fact, there is an open space. Mr. Chairman, I would like to be elevated to be a precinct delegate for my area for the rest of this term. Now, the terms just started, folks, in August, this August 6th primary election, 2024. The service of a precinct delegate goes for 2 years. You'll need to be on the ballot again in August primary of 2026, the one where we will be picking our Republican candidate to run against the Democrat candidate for governor of the state of Michigan to replace Governor Gretchen Whitmer come January of 2027. You can fill and vote, attend conventions, listen to the discussions, be part of the discussions, and then vote for future county business. So you missed the boat, you weren't on the ballot. Chuck or Randy didn't do a good enough job recruiting you guys to get off your butts and file an affidavit of identity to be a precinct delegate this past August 6th. My fault, not yours. Well, you can get on and be a precinct delegate for the remaining term. Basically just missing being able to vote in this upcoming county convention here in November. But going forward, you will then be a precinct delegate. Be involved in your party, pay dues, become a paid member, be on the email list, get all the information of everything that goes out, and be completely part of the process. We need you guys to do this. In the next final segment of hour number two, I'm going to explain why you have to do this. Short break, we'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority. LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said, Sonny, move out to the country.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Phyllis down in Dexter, Washtenaw County, is going to be holding their convention December the 5th. Okay. Downstate Kim said a friend sent this. It appears on their county going to be November 26th. Is that correct? Let's see, because you said October in your text message. No, sorry, honey. It says, the flyer says Monday, November 25th. Starting at 7 p.m. This is for Oakland County. Justification for convention and allocation of delegates. Okay, this is per election laws. Got it. Oh, a friend sent you that back in October 26th. Got it. So you were sent that on October 26th. They already knew when it was going to be, which is Monday, November 25th. Why do you want to do this? Well, in addition to going to a state convention and electing a new chairperson for the state party, the Michigan Republican Party, the Michigan GOP, whatever the heck you want to call it, you're also going to have to elect new leadership at your county. For example, Emmett County Republicans currently, right now, have their state representative, Parker Fairburn, as their county chair. Well, as a state rep, and I believe in their bylaws, he cannot stay on as the party chair, so there'll be a new party chair in Emmett County. If you guys get together, organize, put up a slate of people that you would like to run your county party by being a precinct delegate at future conventions, you get to have a vote on this. That's critical because we all know running county parties is essential to getting our people elected. Perfect example, Presque Isle County. All of the Republicans running for county commissioner, county clerk, basically won their elections. I believe the prosecuting attorney Gilbert lost only by 100 votes. They may be doing a recount. This is what you can do, folks, in your county. Everything comes down to your county. Your relationship with your county sheriff, your county prosecutor, your county clerks. This is critical. Dealing with your county commissioners. These people that just got elected that'll get sworn in January, county commissioners now are serving 4-year terms. They're no longer 2-year terms where they have to run every 2 years. They are now 4-year terms. Thank you to the Michigan Association of Counties. MAC pushed for this. They used donations to the legislators and got them to change the election laws when it comes to your county commissioners. So those of you who got elected as county commissioners will now be serving 4-year terms. So again, this is a process. See, you have to understand that everything happens at the county level. It's critical, it's crucial for you to get your people elected at the county level. Why? Because politics is local. That impacts your life the most is at the county level. State level affects you because of state laws. And of course, we have federal laws at the federal level that impact our lives, our businesses as well. But the most critical, most important, property taxes, school millages, road millages, proposals, all of these things, folks, you vote on at the county level and have impact with the voters as a precinct delegate. You will be trained up to know how to effectively communicate to people in your area. The counties are broke up into townships, villages, some cities. You then, in dealing with your area, are responsible for communicating with folks. You can have public town hall meetings just like a state representative or a state senator, a congressman. As your precinct delegate representing Torch Lake Township, I plan to hold coffee hours. And I will meet with the people in Torch Lake Township. We'll find a restaurant or a spot or a place, township hall, whatever. And I'm going to have town hall meetings with the community. They'll be able to ask questions. Be interactive with us. Maybe they'll join the county party because of these town hall meetings you're willing to have in your local community, your local neighborhood. That's why you have to find out about your county convention and attend it this November, first part of December. Hour number 3, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
MyPillow.com. Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
77F.